Hello, I'm Rashi, and this is the Business Today Daily News Podcast. Here are the top stories for today. Finance Minister Arun Jaitley on Monday termed Rahul Gandhi's promise of minimum income support to the 20% of the poorest in the country as the biggest bluff. He said no political party has betrayed India for more than seven decades other than the Congress party. Earlier yesterday, Congress President Rahul Gandhi promised to give ₹72,000 per annum to 20% of India's poorest families if his party came to power at the centre. The scheme seems to be a direct challenge to the Modi government's direct benefit transfer of ₹6,000 per annum to farmers. In the past 2 years, despite the introduction of 8 new sections on the Delhi Metro, the average daily ridership has dropped by over 3 lakh. And you can blame that on spiraling fares. Data obtained by the Indian Express through a Right to Information application reveal that the 5 operational corridors of the Delhi Metro in 2017 were carrying 26.50 lakh passengers daily in May that year, when fares were first hiked after 8 years. In comparison, the first 2 months of 2019 registered a daily average ridership of a little over 23 lakh on these lines. According to Rahul Gandhi, his minimum income scheme would directly benefit 5 crore families and 25 crore individuals. However, the Confederation of All India Traders believes that the one section of people this scheme will be detrimental to are the taxpayers. The association released a strongly worded statement slamming the Congress president for his unrealistic declaration. Moving on, expanding its service portfolio, Cupertino giant Apple has announced a video streaming application. Available across iPhone, iPad and Apple TV 4K in over 100 countries, this new Apple TV app is claimed to be one place to easily discover shows from over 150 streaming apps. The Apple TV app will be available on Samsung Smart TVs beginning this spring and on Amazon Fire TV, LG, Roku, Sony and Vizio platforms in the future. Expanding its digital payment services, Apple has announced the launch of Apple Card in the US market. It will be available in summer this year. Designed as a credit card for iPhone, customers will be able to sign up for Apple Card in the Wallet app on their smartphones within minutes and start using it with Apple Pay right away in stores, in apps or online worldwide. Designed with simplicity, transparency and privacy in mind, this new Apple Card claims to help consumers lead a healthier financial life. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Tune in tomorrow for more business news. Bye for now.